We're talking about Rofei Cholim. It's not just people that have physical ailments. It can also be people that have either a spiritual ailment, an emotional ailment. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deos explains as follows. We have people that are unwell. They taste bitter things as sweet and sweet things as bitter. The palate is all disorientated. And you have people that are unwell, and this is the Rambam was a doctor, people that are unwell, and they really deeply desire things that are not even edible. Earth, coals. They don't want to eat good foods. They don't want to eat bread. They don't want to eat meat. And it really just depends how ill you are. Kol lefi roifa chayli. So if that's true in the physical world, it is also true in the emotional / spiritual world as well. You have people whose soul is unwell. And a person with an unhealthy or unwell soul desires and loves unhealthy character traits. And they hate healthy character traits. And therefore they don't walk in the correct path. And it just depends on how unwell they are. And it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hi, laim l'ra tov l'tov ra. Woe to those who say that good is bad and bad is good. They make light like dark and dark like light. Sweet is bitter, bitter is sweet. The Rambam was talking about midas. He's talking about character traits. The Rambam will then carry on to tell us if someone's very, very angry, we say you have to go to the other extreme. You have to be incredibly placid until you can come back to any kind of middle path. Any character trait requires recalibration. It requires centering again. And therefore, when we're talking about Rofei Cholim, it can also be about people that are struggling with their midas, their character traits, their interactions with others, the way they deal with the world around them. It's not just those who are struggling physically. And that's also amazing because it means Hashem put into the world ways of curing these people. Persons should never say that I or somebody else has a personality disorder, challenge. There's nothing to do about it. This is Rofei Cholim. The Rambam puts this, a person who's challenged with their character traits, into the category of a chayla. So it's not just emotional. We physically get in spirit and physical, it can also be spiritual. In fact, the Baal HaTanya says that Hashem has been mitzamtzem himself, and it looks like Hashem is very far away or not even present at all. And their person can't get close to Hashem. And therefore they can also create a sense of spiritual disconnect or spiritual ailment or spiritual illness. So Rofei Cholim is also a spiritual thing and not just a physical thing. In fact, this is the Shem Yishmor puts them together. So Mechanoflim Rofei Cholim. A person falls spiritually, and then they become spiritually unwell. So whether we want to go with the Rambam, whether we want to go with the Gedolei HaChassidus, Rofei Cholim is not just a person that has physical illness, it can also be emotional, and it can certainly also be spiritual, to realize that Hashem put into the world the ability for all of them to be healed.